know, it's a blessing to be here, no doubt. And I will not take this opportunity I have for granted, you know, to be at the combine. Me and Tavares King, we were just talking about it in our room last night, how blessed we are to be here. And, you know, I just think about guys who are less fortunate than me, guys who would kill to be in my shoes right now, even with the injury. And, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated, knowing that people would kill to be in my shoes right now. You know, at this point, it really doesn't matter where I get drafted. You know, because I'm going to go in there and work hard. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I've been doing my whole career, and that's just being myself. And, you know, if I get a chance to play this year, I'm going to make the most out of it, and I feel like I will. You know, there'll never be another Adrian Peterson. But, you know, that definitely gives me a lot of motivation knowing that he came back from it the way he did. He came back better, and that's what I plan on doing, just coming back better. Seeing him, you know, do what he did this year, I think about that all the time. I feel like we both, you know, run hard. You know, he runs like nobody's there. You know, he runs with total destruction. And, I mean, I feel like if I could compare my game to anybody, it would be Frank Gore. You know, he's got low pad levels. He's got great vision. He can see the whole field. And, you know, great balance. I mean, it's very challenging. You get frustrated, but – You know, it's the right thing for you, and it's the right thing for your future. So I think about that also. You know, I have to think about my future. I have to think about, you know, long term, and, you know, rushing back, I mean, may not be the best thing to do, but, you know, if I'm ready, I'm ready. But just, you know, just like RG3 said, you know, he won't put his career in jeopardy, you know, if he's not ready. Yeah, I used to. You know, the day after it happened, of course, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what could have been, what could have happened, but I don't think about that anymore. It happened for a reason. And the reason for me to come back and, you know, inspire a lot of people. I'm going to run the same way, you know, I usually do. I mean, because that's all I know. I really can't change my game. You know, it got me here. And, you know, I feel like, if I change my game, I'll be a different player. And I'm just going to, you know, go out there with confidence and not thinking about, you know, my knee, and just go out there and run and like I usually do. Yeah. You know, I got letters from all across the nation and South America and everywhere. But, you know, the main thing they really relayed to me was, you know, they didn't even talk about football. You know, they just talk about what kind of person I was. And, you know, it was an elementary school in Kentucky. And they got on the field and made a 21, you know, with the whole school, you know, as full of students. And that really touched me. And it said at the end, it's not about football. It's about the person you are. So that really touched me. I've always been fortunate to have great people around me. Great coaches, great teachers, a great family. My mom, she's been very influential in my life. And, you know, I couldn't thank those people enough because they sacrificed a lot for me to be here today. And, I mean, I love everybody that I've came in contact with that's helped me, you know, get to where I am today. I met with a lot of running back coaches last night. I mean, they all say they love my film. They, think I'm a complete back, think I can do it all. But, you know, it's really up in the air right now still.